This meeting of the House State Affairs Committee to order. It is 3:04 p.m. and it's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. Before we begin, I want to thank Sonia Kenny, the House State Affairs Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Lydia Klein from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Vance, Representative Tarr, Representative Kaufman, Representative Story. Online, Representative Christ Tompkins, who is allowing the vice chair to chair the meeting, and myself, Representative Klayman. We have a forum to conduct business. Today's hearing on House Bill 37, Income Tax Permanent Fund Earnings Reserve, was postponed, and House Bill 37 will not be heard today. Therefore, our first and only order of business today is House Bill 291, Extending Counsel on Domestic Violence, sponsored by Representative Tarr. This is the second hearing of the bill in the House State Affairs Committee. Last Thursday, we heard the sponsor introduction of the bill, heard invited testimony. I don't think we completely completed invited testimony. There were still questions going on, and we had the opportunity to ask questions. Today, we intend to take public testimony on House Bill 291 and then set the bill aside. So I'm going to open public testimony on House Bill 291. And I'll start off, is there anyone in the room who would like to provide public testimony on House Bill 291? Don't see anybody coming forward, and then I'm looking to see if there's anybody online that would like to provide public testimony. It looks like Mandy Cole, did you want to provide public testimony? Or are you in the room or are you online?
I am not in the room. I'm online. Thank you.
And did you want to provide public testimony?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I do.
All right. Well, we're limiting public testimony, I think, to 2 minutes per person, so please proceed.
Thank you. Through the chair, my name is Mandy Cole, and I am the executive director of AWARE, which is a domestic violence sexual assault service agency here in Juneau. And I'd like to take a minute to talk to you today about the importance of CDVSA in my work. They are a granting agency. Our primary relationship is that they grant me the funds that I need to do the day-to-day work of ensuring that survivors are safe. And we are lucky to have them. And I wanted to explain that as partners go, as grantors go, the CDVSA is unique in that they are also experts in what we do. AWARE receives funds from a variety of different agencies, and not every agency understands or has the depth of knowledge of what domestic and sexual violence is like for people and the kinds of interventions that we need. But CDVSA is uniquely positioned because their staff is incredibly understanding and knowledgeable. In December of 2020, AWARE experienced a landslide that could have severely impacted our ability to do our life-saving intervention work. But not only was I able to contact CDVSA immediately and get the kind of rapid advice that I needed, I was also able to get emergency funding for some geotech work to ensure our building safety. This was no small feat. On top of all of that, the staff at CDVSA pitched in and bought us dinner that night. So I wanted to just let you know that the unique services that CDVSA provides their grantees extends to relationships. I'm able to get a hold of Diane or Mary Beth whenever I need them, and we do need them. Their expertise is invaluable. I hope this helps to shine a light on why CDVSA is vital to the functionality of domestic violence and sexual assault programs in Alaska, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I don't see any questions. Next in online for testimony is Christine Pate, the legal director for the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Ms. Pate, if you want to put yourself on record, you can proceed with your public testimony.
Yeah, thank you, Vice Chair Klayman, and through the chair, my name is Christine Pate. I am the legal program director for the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And I want to thank first Representative Tarr for introducing this bill and speak in support of the work that the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault does and their critical role in helping to end domestic violence and sexual assault in our state and for all of your constituents. I have been in my current job for 23 years running a legal program that provides civil legal services statewide to survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. I also was, before that, the executive director of the community-based domestic violence and sexual assault program in Sitka, Alaska. As a young executive director, I critically relied on the council not only for funding, but for guidance, for questions, confidentiality, their regulatory process, their auditing process, all were really critical to making sure that I was running a program that was meeting the needs of survivors. And so for the last 23 years in my current role, I have similarly relied on the council. They provide over half of our funding for our legal program through federal pass-through funds. We receive both STOP funding and VOCA funding. And without it, we would not be able to serve many of the clients around the state that we can provide legal services to. Of importance is the STOP funding, which allows us not only to do direct service work, but also provide training and technical assistance to the advocates on the ground who are doing this work, who need training in the criminal and civil justice system. So we do webinars, we do in-person training with them, we do office hours, provide them with the skills that they need to serve the survivors who are coming into their programs. And we also, through CDVSA's support, have been able to pivot over the last couple of years when we saw that. So we're both a staff attorney program and a volunteer low bono contract model for our legal services. And when we saw that we were just not able to serve as many clients through our volunteer service or through our volunteer model, they helped us to develop a contract model where we've been able to really increase the number of folks who we can serve with civil legal services. So I really urge you to support the work of CDVSA. Diane runs a great shop over there. We would not be able to do this work, and we would be taking giant leaps backwards without the council. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I don't see any questions from members of the committee. I just want to personally thank you for all the work you've done over the years. You and I have worked on a number of cases. I know it's been a couple of years since I've been able to volunteer with the program, but do great work and provide great mentoring for some folks like me, who our primary litigation experience wasn't in the areas in which we worked on, but we did good work and really appreciate your support for the folks that do that.
Thank you.
I don't see anybody else on the phone queue. Is there last chance anyone in the room that wants to provide public testimony on House Bill 291? Hearing and seeing no one, public testimony is closed. At this time, we're going to hold the bill for further review, and we're going to adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, February 24th at 3 p.m. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time now is 3:13 p.m.